2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We got lots to talk about. You said Ted Nugent's going to be with us on the radio tomorrow?
Well, it's possible right now. We're having some scheduling conflicts.
Really?
I don't get to share with you yet. But
Just open it up for him. We'll take him on.
That's right. We'll just make the lines open, and Ted, if you can jump on, great.
No, you're not getting the scheduling confliction that's going on.
We'll just keep it open for him.
Okay, cool.
That's right.
Gotcha.
No
strike. Folks, hello. As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you yours truly, you know, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that liberals are afraid of. We are the voice, the pro-murderers, you know, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves. You know, you're anti-abortion when you're actually pro-life.
Hate.
You know what I'm saying? You know, those are the guys that want to silence us. And we're the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, I said they despise us.
That's a good thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And friends, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And please go to Bradley Dean while you have an opportunity to, because there's a fan page and there's a personal page. I'm asking you to be personal friends if you're doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving yourselves. I like being around those that fear the Lord, right? Like David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord. Phone lines are accessible, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And one more point. If you'd like to go on my Twitter account, you can be my friend there as well, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, we love hearing from you. This is your radio show. 53 countries are listening. Assorted of affiliates across the United States, they are listening to you. So go ahead, throw it out on the table, and let them respond. Again, 1-877-807-9977. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, well, why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Last week, we were in North and South Carolina.
Carolina.
And you know what? Most of these people had their brains in their own heads, and I was glad to see that, particularly when we stopped off with Maltov Mitchell. Then we went to Steve Noble's studio, did Call to Action today. Bradley was on the show. He was also on our show. Then we went to the Triangle Conservatives Unite. Now, they had a meeting, and this is some feedback that I got from it. And the reason I bring this up is just to keep it in your ears.
Is that the last one in South Carolina?
That was the first one in Raleigh. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, the storm.
That's right.
Gotcha.
So that's right. The storm came. Wendy actually responded with this, and I want to bring Wendy's feedback to you because I want you to know that the Sons of Liberty are accessible to you. If you have an event, if you have a Tea Party group, you have a church group, whatever, you name it, get in touch with us, and let's see if we can't make your city, your locale, a stop for the Sons of Liberty when we're on tour. But Wendy said Scott, and she's referring to her young son. I think it was 8 or 9 years old. They drove about 2 hours to come see Bradley in Raleigh.
Two Chinese?
I don't think so.
Well, you said some young guy, right?
Yeah. That wasn't his last name.
Some young guy, get it?
I got that one.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Scott, this little boy, was 8 years old. They drove 2 hours, like I said, to get to this event to see Bradley speak. There was a storm, it was outdoors, but it was phenomenal, great event. Scott was so excited to meet Bradley. Exclamation point. Because he had gotten Bradley's comic book some months ago. I think it was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Read it through numerous times. He's the gentleman that we talked about. He's now reading the Bible from cover to cover because there was so much scripture in Bradley's comic book that it just wet his taste buds to go out there and read the Word.
I feel like William Blackstone. That's how Charles Finney got saved.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Sheep begat sheep.
Comic
amen.
Book. Oh, and I got some more on this comic book. He talked about him all the way home. This is Scott referring to Bradley and the speaking. Now, this is an 8-year-old, mind you. This wasn't a 62-year-old Tea Party who's been around the block, been here for a while, and understood the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, etc.
Although 62-year-old Tea Party or guys that know the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, they're cool guys.
That's for sure. Okay. That's for sure. But 8-year-olds get this. Some people say, well, that's just, you know, that's for old people. No, no, no. This 8-year-old talked the whole trip back home and started right back up when he woke up in the morning, his mother Wendy said. Thanks to Jake and Bradley for putting themselves out there and giving boys a brave, godly role model that tells the truth even when its popularity is in the negative numbers somewhere, exactly, because the polls are never telling you the truth. Truth is always popular among Americans. Keep on keeping on, Jake and Bradley. Now, I want to go to this comic book that we just got back, response to your comic book,
Can
The Mighty War Testament.
Let me respond to our little fan over there, okay? You know what happens
Wendy
when it gets really hot in here? I just turn on all my fans. Turn out
I'm like, I got that one. That. You're in a roll today.
Her plunk. Anyways, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yep.
We follow Christ. We do not follow man. And as long as it's in the Word of God, that's the direction we go, my friends. We don't get outside of that because that's where people get weird.
That's for sure.
And I just want people to know, and I've said this before and I'll say it again some months back, I'm not foolish enough to take accolade into myself. I know who my daddy is, and I know who my big brother is, and I know who this little man is emulating, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I'm happy to be a part of God's plan.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep it on going with that plan. Eli emailed us and said, I just read Bradley's comic, My War. I've been telling you guys about this for a while. Just posted it on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He said, I'm so glad my grandmother got it and gave it to me. I read the whole thing in roughly 2.5 hours. I couldn't put it down. I understand much clearer what Jesus dying on that cross at Calvary means now. I'm 15 years old, and I'm so happy this comic got to me in time. I mean, this is powerful. This is a 15-year-old student. Listen to what he just said. I just told you about the 8-year-old who read the comic book. Cindy Lou Sin said this on Facebook. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can purchase this comic book, My War. Just ordered from this post, looking forward to receiving this book. So people have been ordering this quite a bit. We used to have it at $20. We have slashed that now 50%. Right now, it's your time. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the icon. You can get that comic book for $10. And along with... Somebody just cut off my mic. There we are, back again. Along with that, the My War series as well. So going to sonslibertyradio.com, go to shop, and you can find all of these things right now at your fingertips, along with Bradley's latest column, Today's Civil Rights Leaders Teaching Racism as They Decry Racism. Awesome, awesome, awesome video. Basically, what it's talking about is under today's civil rights leaders, racism is being taught to a new generation under the guise of decrying racism.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Jr. said, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin. To these new race baiters, that's all it's about.
Yep.
But by the content of their character. Great article. It's up on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Nobody would have denounced these supposed civil rights leaders more than MLK himself, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons. He would have denounced this president to no end, my friends.
Right.
You just need to know. So what you're seeing out there is completely backwards and contrary to the meaning and the intent of the civil rights movement and the original intent. We'll talk about that when we get back. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call
it when an attorney general and his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300 high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people, and you're asking the question,
what statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what, you take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to talk about Romans chapter 13. Or what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about civil rights?
I've got some more to go through.
Oh, okay, go.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. No.
Eli.
No, I thought I had some more. You know, you're just on this morning on the open line with Mark Hahn.
He was a cool guy.
Yeah, Sioux Falls.
In Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That's right. You got the whole city of Sioux Falls. Actually, he's got a pretty good signal. It went through probably about 50% of Iowa.
So how many times have we inundated the airways in that state?
You know, what was the question that he asked you? Because here's what, you know, we've done the high school assemblies there. We did a number of, how many was it, like 20, 30,
no,
40,
we did 50, 50 there.
50 high schools.
Yeah, I think equivalent to 51 high schools after Dunkerton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we did Dunkerton, and in like one day the whole state knew about us.
Yeah.
And then after that, then we got on the Jan Michelson show, and then the whole state knew about us again.
Yeah, of course, then we told our side of the story, and then people understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was that? What was the question that he said to you this morning? Has anybody ever been, what did he say? Kicked out of a town before?
I've never known anybody that's been kicked out of a town before. I said, you know what I should have said is maybe you need to get out more. But I think the bottom line is when you see someone getting kicked out or attacked by the state-run media, you already know you're dealing with a good guy.
That's right.
And what I told this individual is I said, well, you need to, we need to see more patriotism out there. And patriot, Webster's 1828 defines out to be upholding thine laws.
Right.
Friends, if we're really appreciative and there's gratitude towards the price paid for our liberties, we will not tolerate the stuff that we see going on today. Interestingly enough that you said that, case in point, I was just sitting with a leader in Minneapolis area this morning, and he had told us, well, actually me, I was going to say me and the Holy Ghost, us, you know, and we were sitting there, and he said, you know, my son just told me that, you know, Bradley, you can disagree. He said that he was telling me what his son told him.
Yeah.
And he said, my son told me today, Bradley, that, you know, we can disagree and still respect the office. And I looked at him and I said, now, can you tell me? And I want you to listen to me carefully, friends. I'll say it slow as I can. We disrespect the office when we tolerate the administration to disrespect the office that they've been given a privilege to be a part of, and who gave them the privilege to be there in the first place, those that fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution. I said, we're disrespecting the office when we tolerate the crimes of the individual that's been entrusted to be put in the office. Mm-hmm. We don't allow that individual, you don't allow the President of the United States to disrespect the price paid for the liberties that have been given unto all of us by watching him desecrate the sacrifice for what we have today. Mm-hmm. He didn't, I don't know that he knew how to respond to that, but when I looked at him, it was like, ooh, I'd never thought about that before. Mm-hmm. Would you let someone disrespect your son if he fought in battle, giving us the liberties that we've been given today? Would you let anybody disrespect that or desecrate that?
No, I would say
no way.
Natural law would even prevent that.
Amen. And so should the American people. Why are the American people allowing this administration to desecrate? Mm-hmm. The veterans who paid the price to give us what we have in the first place.
I think a great example of that is when you go into schools, and we've used this analogy before, you speak to kids and you ask kids, what do you know of the Constitution? They laugh about it because they don't know the price. They don't know that. People think, literally, and I did too as a kid, you're just born free. You know, those people in Africa, well, they're just poor. I don't know why. I mean, we're not. We're fine. We're free in America. It's the best country to live in. Well, why?
That's right.
Because it's blood-bought liberties.
That's right.
Ultimately, blood-bought by the Son of God who gave us the Bible and the Scripture. Just came over and helped authenticate what we have as a constitution, as a system of government. But if you don't know the price, you can make a statement like that. Well, it's okay to disagree with them. Everybody has the right to their own opinion. No! You swore an oath to uphold the Constitution.
That's right.
That's not an opinion. That's a rule book, dude.
That's right.
Especially with this president.
Yeah.
This is a disrespect. And how do you have that office? Because it's been blood-bought. Our institution of government has been blood-bought.
That's right. So how do you convey that to the American people when you see this president disrespecting the price paid? You just show them this. And by the way, friends, probably 7 out of 10 of you listening to me right now, you know of someone that has fought, bled, and perhaps died in foreign wars, magnifying the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, by you tolerating this administration to commit crimes against that rule book, Jake, that you were just talking about, the Constitution, you're going hand in glove through your apathy by tolerating these crimes. You're desecrating the price paid just as much as he is by tolerating his crimes in the first place. And that is the great wonder of the age. Why the American people tolerate the crimes against we the people blows me away.
And how can, you're going to read Romans 13. I think this is beautiful because
that's where we're going now.
Perfectly. But let's just talk about, I'm going to use pastors as an arbitrary term. Okay. So pastors, apostles, prophets, whatever, people that are church people. Okay. People that are Christians, people that are Christian leaders, shepherds of the sheep. Christ was a shepherd of the sheep. These people, they could say something like this, well, you know, we don't really agree with him. No, he is attacking you and everything in the Bible. First of all, you have Obamacare, which is a mandate to churches and religious institutions throughout the country to have abortions on demand and make it available for the people that work for them.
Right. He wants to make you as much of a murderer as he is.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you go number two to illegal amnesty, okay? If we're shepherds, we protect the sheep. Now you have amnesty of people coming in. What is it? 20 to 30% of those that are locked up in prison right now are immigrants, illegal immigrants, etc.
Yeah.
So you have that coming in. They're attacking you.
Which, by the way, the DHS is actually releasing illegal immigrants, dangerous illegal immigrants, on the streets of America.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd share that.
Sure.
And keep in mind, too, this administration is attempting to give them a license to break the law, friends.
But it's okay to disagree. I mean, we're talking about the enlightened ones, the religious leaders, for lack of better terms, the Christian leaders.
I wanted to interject into what you're saying
right
there.
Homosexuality?
I don't understand. Okay, we're talking about the natural with this administration and those that tolerate the crimes of this administration to desecrate the blood of men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the Son of God?
Yeah.
His blood is the propitiation of the sins of the world. Go to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the church tolerating sin before a just and a holy God who commanded to keep, he commanded, not suggested, to keep his commandments and judgments against the crimes that put his son on the cross in the first place?
Yeah.
They're okay with it. Let me tell you why. Because they're not born of the Spirit. They don't understand Christ. They're not born of the Holy Ghost.
They're born of men, the will of the flesh. That's why their credentials are always found in, well, who are you? Who gave you your credentials? No. Hey, listen, who gave Peter, Paul, James, John, and the such, and all 12 of the disciples, who gave them credentials? Hey, listen, God ordains men. Men do not ordain men. And where you see men ordain men, you get exactly what you got coming by tolerating it.
Yeah.
God puts you through the school of hard knocks, and he anoints you. And just like William Wallace, Braveheart as you know him, friends, he was a real man. During his execution, he had the book of Psalms in his hands before he's got his head, his hands, and his feet cut off.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, he's the one that said, men follow courage, not titles. And he's also the man that said, God makes men what they are.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Man gets in the way, therein lies the problem right there.
By bearing witness to what they do. So, I mean, just to finish this off, okay, we've got Obamacare. Oh, we can disagree. I'm talking about Christian men and women that read the Bible. You identify the problem. The problem is they don't care about sin. They don't care that sin put their Savior on the cross. And so, therefore, they got through that threshold. So why wouldn't they embrace an Obama and not have an issue with them? They don't even have an issue with the enemy of their own soul, namely the devil, who the devil now has become this mischievous guy that makes their lives miserable.
And he's got horns on his head, and he's got a big spear.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he gives you marriage problems and drug problems and things like that. No! Stop! Rewind! Go back to that redemptive sacrifice that Christ gave when you love that sacrifice.
Amen.
And you're not going to tolerate what's in this administration because this is forced sin by a government system.
That's right.
What's so dangerous about
totalitarianism. Again, the ideology, just to make it real clear as to what Jake's saying right now, the ideology that this administration is promulgating, our forefathers,
that's right,
our relatives,
that's right,
those that are laying 6 feet under the ground right now, my friends, died fighting against the ideology that this administration is promulgating.
Yep.
Just keep that in mind next time you tolerate or allow the next broadcast or forecast of the next scandal that's going to come out of the administration. The American people that tolerate the crimes of this administration, I say this, shame upon you.
Yep.
Shame upon you, because at length, you're going to eat the pill through your toleration and apathy.
You get it. We have a representative government. It's going to come to you. And it's a shame, isn't it? I mean, the book of Lamentations was written after the book of Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah prophesied during the days of Josiah,
yes,
a great king. Things were good then, but he was still warning the people of their sin. And then it kept lapsing, and king after king after king after king after king. They could have listened the whole time. And guess what? After they were judged and Lamentations happened, they were in Babylon. Then Nehemiah and Ezra and the crew, they did listen.
Yeah, but what about the kings and the priests that came to Jeremiah after the fact?
Yeah,
Jeremiah told them, listen, this is what's coming. This is what's coming. No, they wanted to give him the bread of affliction, just like Micaiah and the such, just like any other prophet. And then when it came to pass, all of a sudden they said, hey, go get Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah said, nope, it's too late now.
Yeah.
It's too late. You were told, but you didn't want to listen. See, the truth comes hard, friends, but truth demands a response. Are you responding? Got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
All our friends up in northern Michigan, we are going to be in northern Michigan next week on Thursday. Now, you want to stay tuned for the details on this, but all you folks listening to us for the weekdays, up there with Brian Summerfield and the stations FM, northern Michigan, we are going to be there, Sons of Liberty, Thursday of next week. Possibly Wednesday, but the reason I'm bringing it up now is because we want to connect with you. We want to join with you, potential partners. We may even have just an event at a restaurant up there where we can get a chance to meet you, maybe do a live show, things like that. But I need you to reach out to us right now, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, .com. Go to the contact button, send your emails, give a phone call. We've got an 800 number right on the site. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. All of you folks in northern Michigan that want to connect with us when we're in town next week, potential partners, this is why I'm explaining it right now, Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Get in touch with us. Let's collaborate. Let's meet. This isn't just an opportunity for people to come here to the show. We want doers of the word, people that want to potentially partner up, people that want to give their gifts and talents. Hey, potential donors, those of you that donate to organizations and say, hey, I have a business, I want to sow my money where it matters. Folks, we're a nonprofit organization. We take those donor dollars and we plug them into the country and we expect transformation. And guess what? That's what comes. So again, get in touch with us, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Reach out to us next week, Northern Michigan. So all of our partners listening now, please connect with us so we can find out where you're at and where we need to connect.
Amen. I think it's important that we all understand that this ministry doesn't just want the seed, we want the harvest too.
That's right. That's
so when we get the seed, we want to show you the harvest.
Amen.
And we hope to find through your good graces that you're pleased with the results that we bring.
That's right.
And first and foremost, we're here to please God, and secondly, man, in that order exactly, because Scripture says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God, first and foremost, with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and only then can we love our neighbor as ourselves.
Right.
And that is the fulfilling of the law, by the way.
I just read two referrals at the beginning of the show. I love bringing them, too. They happen on a daily basis, folks. When we can bring to you the fruit of what you support, what you listen to, the fruit. You know, Eli, this 15-year-old, he said, I'm 15 years old, I'm so happy this comic talking about my war. Now, it's a wonderful comic book. It's got a great artist, Filipino artist, used to work for DC Comics, gave his life to the Lord, connected with Bradley, did this awesome project. But listen to what he says at the end. This isn't a comic book doing this. This is the Holy Ghost, and it's the seed that you're sowing. I'm 15 years old, I'm so happy this comic got to me in time. We don't know what this young 15-year-old was thinking about doing. But he said it came to him at the right time. That's the divinity behind everything that we get to partake in every day as the Sons of Liberty. Here's another comment. I just wanted today to thank you. Every morning I listen to you all getting ready for work. It's nice to know there are still people that believe and feel the same way I do about what's going on in our country. Because it's easy to get overwhelmed, and sometimes it's easy to just throw up your hands and say, what in the world am I supposed to do? But a little encouragement sets you back on that track, allows you to plow a little bit more, and lifts the heart a little bit. He goes on, I have fought overseas for this country. This is a veteran, folks. Both before and after the Obama administration. And to see the changes would amaze you. Thanks again. Keep it up. Josh, that's fruit that we bear unto your account, folks. Every time you sow into the ministry, every time you donate, that's what we're bringing back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I love.
I had a guy.
I'm a middleman.
Amen. And I appreciate that. And I don't mean to take us way out in left field right now, but it's important because this is what dropped on me.
Fruit.
Folks, did you know that after the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war, not in that order, did you know that they implemented Sharia law?
Yeah. Iraq.
And for all you Bushites out there, you might want to understand again who he is, friends. They established Sharia law. I thought he was spreading democracy. I'm trying to figure out where that democracy came from due to the fact that we're a constitutional republic.
Yeah, that goes
but
right.
The American people fell for it again.
That's right.
And they took the American taxpayers' dollars and they reestablished Sharia law in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
Through the
there's
Christian
an
president, remember?
That's right. There's an underbelly to this that people don't understand. Listen, you can't force somebody to love. You just can't do it. And this government's job is not to force anybody to love. It's not force anybody to say, hey, democracy by force, it's going to implode. The second we pull out our troops, everything's going to go back to normal.
Right.
It's the hearts of the people. This is what America understood from its inception and also England. Guess what they would do when they would see other countries that were in turmoil and poor, et cetera, Africa, India, you name it, Asia. They would send missionaries there.
Yeah, amen.
And
the church.
Guess how much God has blessed America
amen.
Because of that.
That's right.
We look at all of our economic development, our prospering. I can tell you, for every prospering here we've had in this country, there's a corresponding amount of missionaries we've sent to other countries to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And then when it changed the hearts of the people, then you can bring in the structure, but let them do it. They'll carry it.
That's right.
Well, once their hearts are changed.
It's their house.
That's right.
You know,
so
it's their country.
That's why this warmongering, first of all, it works for deep pockets in the world banksters, okay? So that's number one. That's how this happens. And then you get the naive people, you know, mostly conservatives on the right, that say, well, we've got to go in there with guns and tanks and nukes. We just got to, or they're going to blow up the world. No, stop. You fell victim to a prey, and that falls right into the banksters' mentality, because there's useful idiots on the right, too. And that's what a lot of these people fall into. If we go over there the right way, changing the heart, and this goes back to free enterprise versus government charity. Government charity never works because it's forced and they got to steal from somebody to give it. But free enterprise in this system of missionaries, evangelism, and Christianity, that's what changes countries.
Don't forget the military complex.
That's right. That military complex. And who told us? Who warned us of that?
Wasn't that Eisenhower?
It was a general.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
He knew because he saw on his way out, okay, we just dealt with World War II. But what he saw and identified is what so many others identified is that, hey, rich people just figured out how much money they made off these wars on both sides.
That's right. Just ask Johnson. Yeah.
And so on my way out of office, I'm seeing, okay, I just fought. We just put this down. This is good. Okay, now we've gotten out. The Nuremberg trials happened. We gave the country back to Germany. Of course, they split up Berlin.
Who broke the laws of God and
right.
man.
Yep. And now we're going to back out of this. We're going to get our troops out of it. We're going to go back to focusing on our economy, our industry, and our churches, our homes, and our families. But he saw that that momentum kept going past
right.
where he ever left it off.
Well, just keep in mind, too, out of World War II came the United Nations, yeah. which didn't happen under Woodrow Wilson's administration or his watch, yeah. trying to establish the League of Nations right. through war. Mm-hmm. And so now they have the UN, and we're still dealing with that monster that the American people created.
That's right. Good, you know? Good point there. I mean, this is, again, part of the useful idiot. And I'm by no means condescending in people's good intentions here, but you got to realize when you've become one. And this, and,
right.
you know, for Woodrow Wilson, perhaps he wasn't a warmonger. Look, this is a natural man's thought process. Oh, wow, we've got world wars, therefore we need world peace. How do we do that? Well, we've got to bring the world together.
That's right.
But you can't force them together. You can't do it with tanks and machines. And this is part of what Martin Luther King Jr. was talking about with Vietnam. Look, you can bomb the crap out of these people. You're not going to change their hearts. How did Martin Luther King Jr. change the hearts? He went and marched.
Yeah.
He went in the churches. He preached the gospel. That changed the heart. And
he bore the cross. Man,
exactly.
He bore the cross,
and you can't that and that created what? That created a political what would you call it? Restoration. I'm not going to say revolution, but a political restoration.
Well, it so was a revolution, but it was a righteous revolution, is what it was,
yeah.
and it was really reclaiming the rights that the forefathers gave unto
yeah.
us through the Declaration of Independence. He just wanted,
right.
hey, listen, I want the check filled out now.
Yeah,
I want it validated.
He identified who the true revolutionaries were, and those were the people that weren't being true to what was said on paper, the document, the Declaration.
Yeah. For those that didn't know, because if we go back, because we're just talking about kind of having a free-for-all here today, MLK was literally hunted, demonized, and
yes.
vilified by J. Edgar Hoover, mm-hmm. the FBI. And as I've shared so many times with so many different people, I didn't know that that was the FBI's job, was to put a smear
right.
campaign out on this guy.
Right.
So if you've ever heard that Martin Luther King was a communist, keep in mind who tagged him as a communist.
Sure.
It came from the mentality of a communist.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? Blame them for the very things that they themselves are guilty of.
Hey, speaking of that, you're column this week is a perfect synopsis of that concept that you're saying.
Okay, we're talking about
today's.
Okay, so we'll talk about Romans 13 tomorrow.
Crap.
No, we're good. We'll talk about Romans 13 tomorrow, and then we'll talk about the demoralized, well, the modern version
yeah.
of the civil. The civil leaders, civil
yeah,
rights leaders. I don't even like saying it because rights don't come from the state. They come from God.
Right.
And God didn't give these civil rights leaders mm-hmm. to demoralize the meaning of rights.
Yeah.
Boy, does that complicate things?
Well, this is a perfect meta description of this. We use these when we post the columns. Under today's civil rights leaders, racism is being taught to a new generation
yep.
under the guise of decrying racism. I don't see racism in this generation. Now, of course, evil always exists. Okay, I'm going to say it. Evil. So racism is evil? Yes. There's a lot of evils. Sexism, etc. You can name it all. But as this generation comes up, I just don't see it in the kids. I don't see little kids. And again, there's an exception to every rule. But I don't see the kids on a mass scale saying, oh, you're black, I don't like you. That's
yeah, yeah.
just not happening, man.
No.
We have...
Doesn't belong to our generation.
It doesn't
at all.
At all.
Yeah.
So, but they got to keep that alive. That's how they make their living.
Well, they're attempting to keep
exactly.
that alive,
good
and
point.
It's not working
it
anymore. And who's it coming from? This administration,
right.
the attorney general,
yes.
these new civil rights leaders.
Yes.
They're the ones dividing and conquering.
Yes.
By the way, if you go back to George Zimmerman over in Florida, the
yeah.
Trayvon Martin case,
mm-hmm.
well, the first sheriff came along and said there's nothing to charge the man for. He defended
right.
himself.
Yeah.
Who got involved?
Nice.
They fired that sheriff. The attorney general gets his nose stuck in there, involved. Nope, you got to keep this one alive. MSNBC comes along,
oh, yeah.
omits portions of the tape of the call of George Zimmerman calling 911, only to heighten the accusation that Zimmerman, for some reason, who they thought originally was a white man,
yeah.
and then they found out he was Spanish later on, only again to divide and conquer. Friends, if you can wake up to the fact that they're trying to divide and conquer, you'll win the day.
Yes.
Hey, that is water under the bridge. There is a race problem in this country. No more. It does not belong to the younger generations. It's just a tool. By the way, that came from Trotsky. Did you know that?
Hmm.
The word racism came, it was coined
really?
By Trotsky to basically browbeat dissenters.
Yeah.
He was one of the revolutionaries under Stalin.
Yeah.
And at length, he turned on Stalin, and Stalin sent some hitmen to ice pick him to death.
Yep.
That's where that word came from, racism.
You get when you play with them.
Yeah, yeah. But these people are picking it up.
Yeah.
And it's like to their own demise. Hello. Do you remember the O.J. Simpson case? CNN gave a black response and a white response. I was a heathen at the time, and
we're
it's like,
Americans
what are
here,
you
right?
doing? Hey, the Bible says we're all one blood. All nations are one blood, friends. This divide and conquer, we have to get above it, and we are. America, we love you by what we do. We'll come right back. Final segment, Bradley and Jake. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-672-3759. That's 1-800-672-3759.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I just got these. What'll happen is I'll print off some of the topics that we talk about, but of course we're so intellectually, well, we're intellectual giants, I guess.
Giants.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
You get that? See how that works? You know, if nobody else is going to compliment you, just do it to yourself.
I'm 7 feet tall.
Well, anyways, I got these printed off articles and topics, and all of a sudden it says, your happy birthday dinner with a big piece of steak from Ruth Chris's. Tonight at 6 o'clock, and I know that this wasn't supposed to be seen by me.
No, you weren't supposed to get that. There was an absent-minded person printing that off, I'm sure. Because I happen to know when that's supposed to happen.
Is this for me, though, my birthday?
No, that's mine.
Your birthday is not until...
Well, my birthday is every day.
It's February, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
February, it's cold in February.
So, well, maybe that's who they were printing it off for.
That's exactly right. It's just way
June,
early.
July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. That's only 9 months off.
Exactly.
I mean, so here you
just
go.
Put in a
happy birthday,
okay.
Jake.
All right,
just
we got that covered now, everybody.
Now, what's weird about that is my birthday's in 2 days.
Oh.
And you're sure those were printed off for you?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Okay.
Because I love Ruth's.
Sure, somebody's birthday is today.
It is.
In the world.
Okay, whose birthday is it today?
Renee's? I don't know.
Okay. So it's Renee's birthday or something.
Renee. Yeah.
It's somebody's birthday. Hey, if it's your birthday.
But he doesn't eat steak.
We have a printed sign of a Ruth Chris's steak for you.
It got in our printer somehow. I don't.
We're going to have dinner.
I don't know what happened. It must
be for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, speaking of that, you know what? That Cindy, who just gave that comment, she just ordered the comic book.
Amen.
I just got the order here. This is in the midst of all the papers and
Amen.
Things like that. Cindy, I know you're going to enjoy it. Hey, let us know, too. Check us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Give us some comments or call into the show and let the folks know all about this comic book. You know, I read these comments every single day. It'd be good to get a live response, too.
I'm getting live responses. I'm getting responses through text, email, through Facebook. It's like, I don't understand. No one's going to bite your head off.
No.
Well, I might.
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Well, if your head looks like this steak does on this piece of paper right here, you might bite it off.
Do you ever think sometimes because we're not debating away the rights that God gave us, or we're actually offering victories,
yep.
That people really, honestly, I say this not to condemn anybody, but I don't think people are used to talking about victory. Judgment, Lord send judgment unto victory. And then when you begin to show them that your basket's filled, here, case in point. When we're out and about, it's interesting how people will support people that have vision, but they have nothing in their basket. No fruit in their basket at all.
Yes.
In other words, they're just talking about what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different how when you get to them same people that are willing to support those ministries that have no fruit in their basket.
Yeah.
And you show them, listen, we're in the process of filling more vision. Go ahead and look at our basket. It's overflowing with fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they don't know how to respond to the fact that you've done 342 high schools, that you've done colleges all over the country, that you're doing tea parties all over the country, that you're doing churches all over the country, that you're on national television, that you're on national radio. It's almost weird for them, and I don't think that people are mad about it necessarily. I just don't think that they know how to respond to it.
Yeah.
The fact that there is real Christians out there taking the land, and I think really maybe it comes about maybe to conviction due to the fact that, well, wait a second, why is God doing that for you, but he's not doing that? Because my life is him, that's why. My inheritance is him. And he is my inheritance.
I have three things to say to what you just said.
Okay.
Because number one, I think a lot of people, our listeners, and I'm speaking to you, the listeners, I think a lot of them just take it in. So it's like, wow, I'm getting all this taken in. And there really is no comments to it. So I can understand perspective.
Yep.
Secondly, you brought the victories, you know, people not used to victories. I am not used to hearing victories. Yesterday, I think the task you gave to one of our producers was, go find some victories out there.
Yes.
Now, they're definitely out there, but they are definitely hard to find when you're searching. They happen every day, no doubt about it.
Right.
But the coverage they get is so minimal.
Yeah,
so what I thought is, okay, I'm going to go to some of these Christian religious liberties law firms that we get direct mail from. I mean, and they're raising millions of dollars. They really are. God bless them. Glad they're doing it. There's offices all over the world. Woo! So I go to the website. I'm like, okay, let me see. There's a victories page. Victories page. Okay, here's a page of press releases. Let's check out the press releases. This is the lawsuit. This lawsuit. We're suing them for this. Obama's doing this. This is any victories. I could not find any victories. You know, usually if you're soliciting money because you're going out and filing lawsuits, then what you do is you feed your constituents those victories of those lawsuits.
Right.
But I literally looked on the press releases. I couldn't find them.
Right, because there's a couple things. Isn't it interesting when you go to these Christian law firms, mm-hmm. as they call themselves, they're always on the defense and not the offense.
Yes, that's true.
Scripture shows me where Christianity is 100% on the offense, not on the defense.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to see how that correlates as to their modern-day version of a carnal Christianity, which is a lack of Christ, by the way, in their profession. And the other thing is it what happens when a ministry really does stand up and really God does show himself strong on their behalf and really does establish victory after victory? Then people have to become responsible and hold the ground that God just gave them.
Yeah.
See, we don't lack possession in this land. We've got the possession. We've got the land.
Yeah.
We just have to deal with the leaving in the lump and get them out of the lump or the foxes that spoil the vines, friends.
Yeah.
Because it's the little things that destroy the greater.
Yes.
And what America is tolerating is the 1.7% of the population that is willing to destroy the republic, but it gives the rest of the people, I guess, something to talk about.
Yeah, it does.
I don't want to talk about it. I want to deal with it, get it over with, so there's nothing else to talk about.
You know, this is my third point to what you were saying earlier, is it reminds me of dinner. Now, when you go to dinner, right, so you give your kids dinner. Let's just imagine you put everything out at once. You put the dessert out, You put the broccoli out. You put the steak out. And you put the potato out. What is the first thing the kid is going to eat? His broccoli? No! He's not going to eat his steak first. He's going to go right for the dessert.
Always.
So what happens is that's what happens in talk radio. Give the people a dessert. That's what they want.
Yeah.
Well, on the contrary, we give the broccoli, because we do. That's what America needs, a whole lot of that. This is an analogy, okay? I'm not saying everybody needs to
health
eat broccoli.
Foods.
Yes. Yeah.
Spiritual,
we need
healthy
what's gonna,
food.
What's going to get us that, that's right, that health.
That's right.
Because otherwise, what we're going to do is we're going to eat all of this cake and drink all this pop. Then we're going to have to go to the doctor. Then we're going to have to prescribe another drug. Then we're going to get even more dependent. It's not going to get better.
And when you go to the doctor, they always say there's a lack of exercise. How about we our rights, friends, unto victory?
Good point. Exercise.
Amen.
That's a great analogy. Yeah. You got to exercise. You got to get out and work it.
That's right. Well, that's kind of like fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. Did you notice that?
Sounds like
fight
fighting.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Some weapons.
You mean
fighting.
So it doesn't just happen? No.
No.
You see the billboards or the little stickers on the back of the professed Christians? Yeah. Grace happens.
Grace happens.
Yes, it does, but what does it do? It quickens those that are dead in their trespasses, Ephesians 2, to do the will of the Lord. And what is that? To fight the good fight of faith, to overcome sin. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. I said it to a church in North Carolina last week. I said, you know, the professed church in America loves to talk about the grace of Jesus. But I said, Scripture says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. How come sin is abounding and the grace isn't much more abounding? Well, the grace is much more abounding if you're in Christ. But if you're in a fallen state where sin is abounding, that's not grace, my friends. That's called lasciviousness. And it's a smack and an insult to real grace.
Andrew Fluke is on Facebook right now. He just chimed in and said, amen. Andrew, he's been doing this for the past couple of days. That's exactly right. Now, you're giving broccoli again. Why? Because America, that's what you need. You don't need any more donuts. You don't need any more Reese quad packs. You don't need any more Coca-Cola.
Let me show you how confused the American people are. If I go out right now, let's just pick a paper. Let's go to USA Today.
Sure.
It's got all the bad news, all the violations of our republic committed by this administration, attacking our constitutional republic, America. That means he's usurping his authority. And right above that, or to the right of that, is what? The entertainment section.
Yeah.
The game. The scores to the game, or some lusty little pitcher on the left, only to divert you. And what do? You give your time to that diversion rather than your duty.
Yeah.
And that's why, America, you have to set yourself right before God. Once you take responsibility before a just and a holy God, he empowers you through godly repentance only to stand up and guess what? Take the land.
That's right.
That's what happens, friends. You take the land.
Do you think that would give it away on its own? You've got entertainment on one side of the paper and destruction on the other. Do you think the two go hand in hand? Of course they do go hand in hand. So why do we entertain? Because it only leads to destruction. What did Caesar say? Give men a spectacle and a piece of bread. That's what they did at the gladiator arenas. These were free. People came to the gladiator arena. It was state-sponsored. They didn't pay $100 a ticket. They came, and they didn't have to pay $5 for a hot dog, $10 for a hot dog. They were given bread from Caesar.
Yeah.
All the while, he was controlling them.
Completely. Well, he was the one that was entertaining them through two men killing themselves in a ring. He was the one that would put his thumb up or down. He was leading the people constantly. What is the Caesar going to do? Is he going to give him a thumbs up, live, or thumbs down, kill him?
Yeah.
Think about that. And the American people are subjecting themselves to the same ungodly power today. Friends, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, "The happy union of these states is a wonder." Amen. Their Constitution is a miracle. Thank you, Lord. Their example, the hope of liberty, freedom within the law throughout the whole world, said James Madison. Folks, listen carefully. You live on the greatest... You live in the greatest nation on this planet, and foreign nations are looking for you to stand up and do the right thing so they have hope tomorrow. But let's do it here first before we give it to them. Amen. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 20.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.